Good evening, everyone. I apologize that my voice is not up to par tonight. A little bit of a cold, but I hope that you'll be able to understand what I'm saying. So I wanted to discuss the idea of washing off fruit. Let's say you have fruit which you want to wash before you eat it. Is there any question of borer there? Now, if it's a case where you just want to wash it just out of habit or out of protocol policy, meaning there's nothing on it, and just that you, before you eat a fruit, you wash it. So that would be for sure okay. There's nothing there. You're not separating or removing one thing from another. But even in the case where there is actually something there, you have a fruit that has some dirt on it or dust or whatever, it fell into something or it came with something on it, and you would you certainly want to wash before eating. So many poskim say that it's mutter to do that. We're talking about an individual fruit, a single fruit, that many poskim say, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, according to some accounts, but many poskim say this, Lamaisa, that you're allowed to wash it off under a stream of water, or you'd be allowed to rub it off, to take a napkin or the like and rub the dirt or the other substance off of it before eating it. But davka, right before you eat it, meaning it would have to be done according to the majority of poskim. I don't know if anybody actually says differently, so it would have to be done altar, have to be done for immediate use. And that would be okay. As long as you do it for immediate use, you would be allowed to do that. And that would not be considered borer. You should not, however, soak it. You don't put it in a bowl of water in order to remove the dirt from it. That you should not do. That could be considered a form of borer, which is usser, even for immediate use. But at the same time, if, let's say, it has something on it which is really stuck on hard, and you just want to soak it to loosen the dirt, and it's not going to remove the dirt, it'll just loosen it, and then you'll take it out and clean it off. You'll still have to clean off the dirt, or rinse it underwater or rub it off. Then it's okay. It's okay to soak it if the soaking process is only loosening the dirt and not removing the dirt. And by the same token, that would be more commonly done by a dish. Let's say you have a dish which you use Friday night and you want to use it again Shabbos morning, and it has grease on it, which is stuck on it. So that you're definitely allowed to wash that off. In fact, you don't have to wash off for immediate use. You're allowed to wash dishes in advance as long as it's for Shabbos, as long as it's not dishes for after Shabbos. This is a separate shaila. If, let's say, I have other clean dishes, but I'd rather use the ones from Friday night, so instead of taking out more clean dishes and at the end of Shabbos having double the amount of dirty dishes, I'll just rinse off the ones I used Friday night. That's a separate shaila if that's okay. Lamaisa, many permit doing that. That's a shaila whether it's hachana, right? Whether you consider preparing for after Shabbos by specifically reusing dishes and rinsing them to reuse. But okay, assuming you're doing that, though, you're reusing the dish. So you're allowed to wash it off whenever you want to, but soaking it, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't soak it unless you're just soaking it, as I said, to loosen the grease and stuff, and then you still have to wash it off. You're not separating the grease. It's not becoming two separate things. It's just getting looser and easier to rinse off. That you could do. Okay, but otherwise, again, getting back to the fruit, you could rinse it or wipe it off, but better not to soak. Now, this, as I said, we're talking about a single fruit or one fruit at a time. Let's say you have a bunch of grapes or cherries or berries or a bunch of cherry tomatoes, but it's small things. You have a whole bunch of them. And there's real psoles, there's real dirt. Again, there's dirt amongst them. Maybe you have a mixture of grapes and grape stems or pits or whatever that are separate. And you want to rinse it out to get just to have the grapes or just the berries. So that already is much more of a shaila. Now you have a real taruvis because you have a number of fruit and you have psoles. So that you shouldn't rinse the whole bunch and get the water to wash away the psoas. It's much better in that case to take one at a time, rinse them off one at a time. Now, in that case as well, if you're just rinsing them out of habit, there's really nothing there. You could serve it the way it is. The grape, especially if you washed it when you first bought it. But now, before you serve it, you want to wash it again. So that's just an extra. It's not borer. There's nothing there. So if there's nothing there, then the charet should be mut even to hold a bunch of them under the water and rinse them off because you're not separating anything. But if there really is something there that you want to wash off, then and you would pretty makbid on that you to wash it off before you serve it, then and you should do it one at a time, even though it's they're small things, but you shouldn't wash them off as a whole bunch. You should wash them off one at a time. Now, what about fruits or vegetables or that need checking for tola, for bugs, or need checking or need rinsing or soaking for bugs? So that's much more problematic on Shabbos. A couple of reasons. You certainly shouldn't soak them. So things that need to be soaked in advance, you shouldn't soak them. Certainly not in soapy water or anything, because then we get into another problem of killing the bugs. If you put it into soapy water, maybe even to regular water, but certainly if you put it into soapy water or some other liquid, you will be killing the bugs. And killing is not mutter in Shabbos. One of the 39 malachas is shochet or netilas neshama, killing a bug, as well as any other living being, is usher in Shabbos. So both because of borer and because of netilas neshama, you shouldn't do that. Even to rinse it off on Shabbos is not simple. It's much much. It's highly recommended that if you have vegetables or whatever it may be that need to be rinsed, or certainly if they need to be soaked for bugs, that should be done before before Shabbos. Now, if you have, let's say, you have a head of lettuce, and you need to remove the outer layers, either because the outer layers are not so fresh, or the outer layers may be because of a chashash of bugs. Maybe, and by the way, this is not meant to be official guidance or instructions on regarding Hilchos bugs of what needs what. But just let's assuming you have a head of some lettuce type of thing, cabbage type of thing, whatever it may be, and you're following a shita that says all you need to do is remove the outer layers, so you'd be allowed to do that on Shabbos, samuch l'achila, right before you eat, you'd be allowed to remove the outer layers, because that's like that one of the things we spoke about early on of klipa, just like you're allowed to peel an orange or peel a hard-boiled egg, so you're allowed to peel away the outer layers, which you don't want to use, whether you don't want to use them because of bugs or because they're not so fresh or whatever other reason, that would be okay to do. Once you have a bunch of leaves in front of you, let's say you have a bag of lettuce that was checked already, and it happened to be that one leaf or two amongst the whole bag of lettuce is not fresh or is not as fresh, and you don't want to eat that, you don't want to serve that, you can't pick out. That's already psoas. Assuming, like we spoke about the other night, it's a degree where it's already, it's you'd be makpid on that. It's not nechal as readily. It's not servable or eatable as readily as the other leaves. So you can't just pick those out, even for immediate use, because that's psoas from ochel. That's the bad from the good. You'd have to just pick out all the good ones, even if there are, 25 good ones and two bad ones. But you'd have to remove the good ones from the bad ones and leave the bad ones behind. This is on Shabbos, by the way. On Yom Tov, the halacha would be differently. On Yom Tov, the halacha would be you do what's easier. If it's easier just to pick out the one or two bad ones, that's what you do on Yom Tov for use on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, we've been discussing borer on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to take the good from the bad. Certainly, if you have a bunch of grapes, and there are a few of the grapes there that are a little squashed or spoiled or whatever it may be, they're not servable. You're not prepared to eat them or to serve them, then you can't pick those grapes for sure. You can't pick those grapes out even for immediate use. All you could do is pick off the grapes that you want to serve for immediate use. Pick the good grapes off and leave behind the bad ones and discard them. If you have, let's say, you have an individual fruit which is partially spoiled. You have an apple and there are parts in it that are soft or brown, or you have a tomato and a little bit. A tomato that fell behind in the refrigerator, and there's a little bit of maybe a little bit of mold on one edge, and There's no mitzvah to throw out the whole tomato. In fact, there's a mitzvah not to throw out the whole tomato. You just cut off the, during the week, I'm saying during the week, you would just simply cut off the part that's the little piece that's moldy and use the rest. So on Shabbos, though, when you have this fruit that's partially rotten or soft, not so good, so there it is. There's a discussion about it, but halacha lemaisa, you shouldn't just cut off the part that's bad. Cut it off with a little bit more. Meaning, you know, even if you say, well, even if I try to cut up the bad part, I'm always going to get some good. Do it a little bit more than that. Take off intentionally and intentionally cut off a little bit more than you need to. And this way you're considered to, you're removing a taruvis. Excuse me. You're not removing the bad from the good. You're removing a taruvis. You're removing a mixture of good fruit with the bad stuff. So that is the recommended and proper way to do it on Shabbos. Whereas, as I say, during the week, you could try to be mitzamtzim, just cut off the bad part and rinse it off, whatever. But during the week, you would, about a Shabbos, you would specifically make a point of cutting off some of the good, a little bit more good. If you're eating a fruit like a plum or a peach and has a big pit inside, so don't pull the pit out. Eat around it, or if you want to cut it and get rid of the pit, so hold the pit down and pull the fruit. Hold the pit down and pull the good away from the bad. Pull the meat of the fruit, the flesh of the fruit, away from the pit for immediate use, rather than pulling the pit away from the fruit. If it's something like watermelon, where you have numerous seeds all over, there the recommended thing to do is just to take a bite and remove the pits from your mouth. That's the lechatchila. The preferred method is not to remove the pits. There, it's pretty impossible to, or difficult at least, to take the fruit away from the pits. So just simply take a bite, and you know those pits are not going to harm anybody if they're in your mouth, and even if one or two get swallowed. So you put it in your mouth and you remove the pits from your mouth. That is for sure the recommended way. There is a concept, maybe we'll come back to this tomorrow. There is a concept by something where it's very difficult to remove the bad. Let's say you're serving fish with bones, especially if you're serving to a child, and you have to be very careful not to let the, you know, they shouldn't chas v'shalom swallow a bone, which could be dangerous. So there is a tzad to allow removing the bones right before you eat, not as you prepare the whole piece of fish, not just la alter. It's not like a klipa, it's not like a shell, a peel that you could take the whole thing off when you're about to eat or when you're preparing a meal. No, that you can't do by the bones. But there is a tzad in halacha that you could do it like each bite. As you're about to take a bite, take out the bones and then take the bite, even though it's bare from good. But it's a higher level. It's not just miyad. It's not for immediate use. It's miyad lepeh. It's from your hand to your mouth, piece by piece, take out the bones and eat it. There's a tzad like that. And by fish, you could do it by something like, which is dangerous, especially if you're serving to a child, but maybe even for an adult, if you need it, you could do that. You could do that. But that's part of the reason, poskim say, that's part of the makar, why we eat gefilte fish on Shabbos. We specifically eat fish that's boneless, that's already been filleted and has no bones, so we don't have to run into the shaila and possible mechsholim of bar. Thank you very much. Have a very good evening. And Beis Hashem, we'll continue next time.